The storming of the Capitol building came with the GOP challenges to the Electoral College that same night. Among those GOP leaders was Representative Andy Harris from the 1st Congressional District. We caught up with Muir Boda, Vice President of Salisbury City Council, now with the Libertarian Party, after leaving the GOP last year. What do you make of how the GOP handled this, in particular our Congressman Andy Harris?
Well, I think Congressman Harris, you know, just became a part of that Trump course, you know, of, you know, the false lies of the election being stolen, you know, that they just kind of hung on to this dream that Trump couldn't lose. It was clear by the number of votes nationwide. It was clear by the electoral votes that he lost. And, you know, I don't understand where the delusion comes in his mind that there was like some type of fraud, because they lost, I don't know how many court cases they lost. No evidence was ever put forward that there was a fraud. You know, this was clear the direction of the country that the majority of the people wanted to go. And I don't understand how someone who's as educated as him, who's, you know, served as a doctor and a professional, he served in state legislature, how he could fall so off course of his, you know, system of belief that he would just fall for something like this. I don't know what's going on in his mind, but I think he's been caught up into that, caught up personality of Donald Trump, and it's almost like a cult, like a religion, and they just forget everything they've been taught in their life.
So where does this leave you? I mean, you're with the Libertarian Party at this point. Who do you go and vote for? I mean, particularly anybody who's going to win, right?
Well,
what do you do?
Personally, the last major party presidential candidate I voted for in my life was Bob Dole in 1996.
That's a long time ago.
And, you know, but, you know, as far as the first district, to me, it'll be first and foremost whoever the Libertarian candidate is, unless there's somebody I know and trust. I'm, you know, considering running again. But I don't know if we're going to pull the trigger on that. I'm talking to a lot of people just to, you know, first, you don't want to waste your time. Secondly, it's always an uphill battle against an incumbent, and it's even a greater uphill battle as a third party candidate.
You might then try to go ahead and run against Harris on the Libertarian then, you think?
The other option,
yeah,
is do I jump back into the Republican Party and challenge him in the primary? That's another consideration. But certainly I'm not the establishment candidate. Certainly there's a lot of people who weren't happy with the way I left the Republican Party. But I still think that there's a lot of people out there that would support the right Republican candidate to run against Harris, because all those monies have been pulled from him. So the right person stepping in can give him a challenge in the primary. And rightfully should. Not sure if I'm that person.
Muir Boda, Vice President of the Salisbury City Council, who has left the GOP and is now a member of the Libertarian Party. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.